I have always wondered if it would be better to excel in one specific activity or to be mediocre at several. This is the conundrum of a creative soul that enjoys an array of pastimes. I love event planning. I am passionate about music. I spend hours practicing hand lettering and calligraphy. I enjoy fashion. I am decent at graphic design and social media management. But what do all of these innate talents amount to? I've often been distracted by the possibilities. Should I start up my own local event planning company? Should I run a music studio? Should I create an Etsy shop and sell my hand-lettered artwork? Should I facilitate a fashion blog? Just because you can does not mean you should. I feel I finally got my answer. To borrow from one of my favorite books, The Best Yes, life is about reserving your time and energy to say yes to the best possible situations. I have come to the realization that hobbies are not always simultaneously callings. While I enjoy all of the diversions mentioned, I had to take a good look at myself and ask some hard questions. At the end of the day, what has God called me to? If I can uncover this truth, then the venture worth throwing myself into is revealed. Everything else is a fun distraction, but not meant to be my life's work. Once I have this clarity, I can pursue. I can stay up all hours of the night and press towards that mark. I can pour my finances and resources into that field. I can zoom in. When taking a photo, if you fail to focus your lens on the subject at hand, the entire picture is blurry. Suddenly, your main object has lost its definition and potency. I have to give myself direction and learn to focus in on my passion, my calling. If I try to capture it all, surely it all will become a blur. So during one of the busiest seasons of the year, I have a newfound commitment to focus. Yes, I'm about to give birth to our first child in January. Yes, there is a nursery to complete and presents to wrap for Christmas. Yes, there are parties to throw and a new year to consider. But my challenge to you and to myself is to zoom in. Finish 2018 with a fresh mind. Consider 2019 now instead of later. What is God calling you to? Maybe it is to start a new project or simply to refocus on an old neglected one. Whatever it may be, let us both experience the power that comes from a focused, zoomed in mind. We can do it.